Back to our baseball time capsule we go. Our friend Horse at the controls. He's going to record all of this, bury it in the sea, and then pull it out in September so that we can all listen and hear how wrong Ron and I were on all of our predictions. Although, it is worth mentioning again that Ron had all six division winners correct last season. All right, Ron, who do you got in the ALCS?
I got to go with the New York Yankees, of course. And I'm going to go with my heart on this one and say the Cleveland Indians.
I'm going to go with the Yankees and the Twins. I really like the Twins. Hopefully, Randy Dobnak, South Park's very own, gets a chance to pitch in that series. Hopefully, he has a really good year. NLCS, I'm going Dodgers, Nationals, two really good pitching staffs. And it should be a phenomenal series. How about you?
Man, I hate to go with the chalk like that, but it's pretty hard to not go with those two. You know what? Just to be different, I'm gonna go. I got to go Dodgers, Washington too. I think they're just loaded. I hate to do that, but I'm going that way. I almost was gonna say Atlanta, but I just can't pull that trigger.
I just can't believe this. With all these teams out here, we've picked virtually the exact same standings and ALCS, NLCS, and okay, now the World Series. Who do you got playing and winning?
I'm going to go with really all chalk on this one. I'm going to go New York Yankees over LA Dodgers, New York.
I can't believe this, Ron. I just can't believe it. I'm going Yankees, Dodgers. First time since, I think, 81. They had some great World Series a long, long time ago.
I mean, we're not exactly going out on a limb here.
We're picking everything that everybody else is picking.
Yeah, but I mean,
there's
a reason why we're picking what everybody else is picking is because clearly they look to be the best teams.
I know, but it's a 60-game season.
But you can't pick something that you don't believe in, Joe.
Yes, you can, and we should have. Here's what I picked, Ron. Yankees, Dodgers in the World Series, and here, Horse, I hope you're ready for this. Here's the team I pick to win.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win!
Well, I didn't do it with quite the same sound effects, but that's exactly what I have, the Yankees beating the Dodgers.
I mean, the Yankees, as I mentioned, they're the best show in baseball right now. Now, can they stay healthy? I think that's a legitimate question. They've had some injury issues, notably Aaron Judge. Chapman starts out on the COVID list. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're a guarantee by any means, but I think they're a great bet this year. They're just
there's a lot.
Yankees win!
There's a lot of people going to be rooting against them, though, that's for sure. You think they'd love to see them fail? Although, do you want to see the Dodgers win? There's not much fun in that either, is there?
No, but I think there is fun in having a team, a super team that everybody hates, and that could be the Yankees. They could run through the regular season, although I wouldn't
could
even
be,
count
Joe,
the Rays
could
out.
Be a, could be a team everybody hates. Of course everybody hates the Yankees.
Yeah, especially when they're good. I think that's good for sports to have a team that everybody can hate, a super team. But the Rays might just step up and win that division in the meantime. They're really good, too.
And give that Cy Young to who again?
Tyler Glasnow.
You were on that last year. Now that Sports Illustrated guy jumping on your bandwagon, you know?
I know. Everybody's copying me, aren't they? Here's some questions for you, Ron.
They want to be you.
For the time capsule, will anybody hit 400 this season over 60 games?
No.
Can you expound upon that a little bit?
No. How? What do I need to do to expound on that? No, nobody is going to hit 400. Even 60 games, that's almost that's a third of a season. I don't think anyone is going to get that far. I think the pitching is – okay, somebody will maybe hit 360, 370. I don't think more than that.
There you go. You expounded on it. I knew you could do it, Ron. And I think somebody will do it. I think Jose Altuve is going to hit 400 this year. Put that in the time capsule. Finally, somebody makes a bold prediction, for God's sakes. From May 27th to August 8th of 2017, 60 games, Altuve hit 420.
Was he wearing a wire?
He might have been. Let me give you this little treat from ESPN. The best batting average over the first 60 games of any season since 1945. You ready, Ron?
Yep.
1994, Paul O'Neill hit 417. 1997, Larry Walker, 417. 1948, Ted Williams, 412. 1983, Rod Carew, 411. And as recently as 2008, Chipper Jones hit 409 in the first 60 games. I think it's going to happen, but let me ask you this. Would you count it? Would it go down in baseball lore as this guy is a 400 hitter?
It would go down as baseball lore with that would have an asterisk beside it. Yes, I'd say done in 60 games, he'd be a legitimate. I mean, history would say he's a 400 hitter, but you'd have to point out the shortness of the season. He would not be legitimate in my mind.
We're going to revisit this, Ron. I'm going to ask you in the 1 o'clock hour, after we talk to Tyler Kepner of the New York Times, if anybody's going to hit 25 home runs. Will anybody win as many as, say, 14 games? I'm going to ask you about the rules changes. Which one do you think will have the biggest impact on the game? And, of course, the big one, I'm going to ask you if you think Major League Baseball will finish this season and award its World Series trophy. All of that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But we're going to lead off with a really good baseball writer to talk about some of these issues. Tyler Kepner, New York Times, next on Cook and Joe.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.